You should meditate maybe on why you're not successful and why I am, and then maybe your life will
be successful at humiliating yourself on a regular basis. Like, you're successful at humiliating your friends. You're successful at ranting about your friend's genitalia.
Flying first class and defeating my enemies. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But seriously, I don't understand your hater mentality. You should look at someone like me. You should look up at me, perched.
Very hard to look up at a 5'7" Mexican man.
When I stand on my money,
right? Yeah,
I'd be looking down at you from quite the height. And this is the thing, you know. I have success that you don't have, and instead of being bitter and resentful and sort of coping by saying, "Well, you know, he's just irresponsible." You should seek to emulate greatness when you see it. You should seek to emulate success rather than seething about the dissonance it causes in your mind. That's just a helpful piece of advice for you.
I mean, you go around calling people pedophiles without evidence. You go around accusing people of various things without evidence.
You go around having 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's how many followers I have.
Not an account that you've had.
You have 3,000 followers on Twitter because you can't maintain a platform.
How is it that I have?
No, because you devote thousands of your followers to harassing random e-girls because you're the leader of a very serious, legitimate movement.
This is an anti-e-girl movement. This is anti-e-girl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. You don't like men. You don't like women. You like men. You don't want your followers reproducing. You care about the white race. You don't want white men to reproduce. So I'm not really sure what function you really serve.
Destroying e-girls, like you said, ruminating, marinating, festering,
marinating, seething.
More like ruminating deeply and creating sort of detailed analysis,
very heady stuff here.
It's true.
Yeah.
You said it yourself. This is a movement that fixates on destroying e-girls, and you're absolutely correct. And listen, we will continue to destroy every e-girl that stands in the way. 12,000 followers, hairbrush, black boyfriend, doesn't matter. None of them will stand in our way.
Yeah. Yeah. Irrelevant e-girls are definitely, subversives of Western civilization.
Least of all, four-eyed, 1,000 follower Twitter account, failed video essayist such as yourself. You will not stand in our way.